Luke tells us that Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and there appeared a woman with a spirit that had crippled her for 18 years. She was bent over, couldn't stand up straight. Jesus called her and said, "Woman, you are set free from your ailment." He laid hands on her, and immediately she stood up straight and began praising God. But Luke tells us that the leader of the synagogue, saying that he was indignant because Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, kept saying to the crowd, "There's 6 days on which work ought to be done, but not on the Sabbath." The Lord answered him and said, "You're a hypocrite. Doesn't each of you on the Sabbath treat your farm animals better than you wanted me to treat this woman? Ought not she be set free from this bondage, physical and spiritual, even on the Sabbath day?" Jesus was telling us that the synagogue ruler's problem wasn't the day on which the miracle healing was performed. Rather, the synagogue ruler's problem was who that miracle showed Jesus to be as he performed it. Jesus was quite right about the synagogue ruler's hypocrisy, the hiding behind the law about the Sabbath, when his real problem wasn't the day of the week, but who the man who had performed the miracle was, who he claimed to be, and who that miracle proved him to be. Jesus wasn't a mere miracle worker or magician or faith healer, but Jesus was God incarnate. By performing the miracle as he did, by granting both physical and spiritual healing to the woman, and as a result bringing her to praise God, Jesus shows us who he is, God incarnate, the one who can truly heal us, the one who can truly make us whole. C.S. Lewis speaks of his miracles in this way. "The miracles of Christ," Lewis tells us, "are different from mythological miracles because they proclaim that the one who has come isn't merely a king, but the king. Not merely a God, but the God. The God of nature and the God of you and me."